So first of all, to say to the public listening to us what's rabies. Rabies, it's a viral infection of a wild or domestic mammals, mainly, transmitted to humans by the saliva of the infected animal through bites, scratches, or leaks on broken skin. Any mammal can transmit rabies, in fact, but the great majority of human cases of rabies are due to dog bites.
Yes, and I mean, what does it mean for those who catch rabies?
The risk is that once there are symptoms of rabies developing, this can have a fatal effect, mainly in the central nervous system, in the brain. And unfortunately, there is no curative treatment. So rabies will attack the central nervous system.
Yes. Now, in terms of, you know, this, the rate at here in South Sudan, what are your teams seeing on the ground in relation to the problem of rabies in South Sudan?
So we have an important amount of cases of dog bites, and then our teams are trained to identify whether a dog bite is enough to infect rabies or not, or if it was just a minor exposure. Our teams see a lot of cases, mainly due to dog bites, in fact. This is the main mammal that is causing these kind of wounds, obliging our patients to come to our emergency rooms.
Yes, and can rabies kill?
Definitely. In case of a bite deep enough to transmit the virus, to transmit the rabies virus, if not treated, this can be fatal for sure.
Now, what are the difficulties you face in the treatment of rabies in South Sudan?
So first of all is the health-seeking behavior of the people, that sometimes they delay to seek for medical care, and then it's very complicated to treat the victims of dog bites. So this is the first constraint that we experience, that the patients come late for us to intervene. And the second one, it's also the availability of the rabies vaccine and immunoglobulin, which are needed for the treatment. And these are not always available, not just in South Sudan, but this is a problem worldwide.
Yes, and is there any sort of first aid you could recommend for anyone bitten by a dog before they can access your facilities?
Of course. So the very basic principle, and which has a great effect in the prevention of rabies, is the treatment of the wound. So this means that to clean the wound or contact site, to eliminate the virus as soon as possible after the exposure. So in practical terms, this means for the skin to clean with soap, to rinse with a lot of running water, clean water, and remove all the saliva or other foreign material that could be in the wound. They can also use iodine or ethanol alcohol to wash the wound. This is very, very important immediately after a wound. And the same in case other membranes were affected, like the eye or the mouth, also to rinse thoroughly with water.
Yes, now
to go straight to the nearest health facility.
Right. Finally, what are some of the myths that you like to dispel about rabies?
So, first of all, to confirm that, yes, rabies is a disease, it's a neglected disease, and it exists. It's present in South Sudan, and it's transmitted, as I said before, by mammals. Therefore, to avoid playing with unknown animals, it's very, very important. And also to avoid closing the wounds. A lot of times people can decide to visit traditional healers, and it's common that we see that the wounds after a dog bite are closed. They put stitches. And this is a big mistake in case of suspected rabies infection. So to avoid getting these wounds closed, but to go to the nearest health facility.
All right. And then thank you so much for talking to us this morning. We really do appreciate your time.